Audio 101, Ceramic Production, Function, Specialization, and Identity. The ceramic containers that are exhibited in this room give an idea of the important variety of ceramics manufactured by the Aboriginal population. The diversity of forms, finishes, and capacities had to do with the functions for which these pieces were destined. Thus, irregular surface finishes made ceramics more effective and resistant to fire exposure during food preparation. The polishing and sculpting of the interior helped make it more waterproof. The characteristics of the raw material used, as well as the porosity of the paste, also varied by virtue of the intention of the piece, so that a greater level of degreasers and porosity would confer more durability to those containers exposed to shock and temperature changes, such as those used in the kitchen. Some containers show capacities of up to 61 liters, which points to the long-term storage of certain products, such as grains. Everything mentioned above reveals that we are looking at items from the hands of people who learned the processes of the work, and therefore had specific technical knowledge. The identification in some cases of pottery workshops, as well as certain markers of physical activity in the bones of the arms of some women, testifies that making pottery was a specialized activity developed by one segment of the Canarians. Once again, the organization of work marked by the distribution of tasks and by the role of gender connected with the production of goods becomes evident. But along with the functional character of the technical solutions described, ceramics manufacturing also answers to a particular cultural system. Examples of this are the painted geometric motifs, made mostly with red ochre, covering the sides, bases, or even backgrounds of many pieces. These elements are similar to the motifs that are included in the paintings or on the interior walls of some structures. Decorated ceramics thus also become a support or a means of communication with symbols,